HolmesMurphy.com. Holmes Murphy, thinking ahead.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season, like Guys 514 straight fit jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid 10-6 to 10-10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 9-6 to 10-24. Offers and coupons do not apply.
3 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Welcome aboard and a sunny but chilly Saturday morning. Scott Unash with you. We're going to talk some football coming up with you here on the program on this Saturday morning. Lots of things going on. We'll get to the schedule coming up here in just a couple of minutes. First of all, let's take a look at what happened last night and a peek ahead what's coming up today. First of all, the Week 7 high school football scoreboard from last night. One of the games you heard here on KGYM, it was Prairie at home knocking off Lynn in a big way, 49-14. Also last night, Jefferson got their first win of the year. They shut out Waterloo East 50-0. Washington, the long trip up to Mason City, and the Warriors get the victory up at Mason City, 30-7. Also last night, City High over Muscatine, 36-28. Iowa City West over Kennedy, 24-10. We'll break that down coming up here in just a couple of moments. Waterloo West stays unbeaten with a 21-14 win at the Uni Dome over Cedar Falls last night. Dubuque Hempstead beat Davenport West 49-28. North Scott just got by Pleasant Valley 32-28. Also last night it was Western Dubuque over Dubuque Senior 42-28. Bettendorf shut out Davenport North 38-0. Burlington a 21-10 winner over Ottumwa last night. Also, big win for Marion, 15-14 in overtime as they knock off Clear Creek Amana at Thomas Park last night. Also, it was Davenport Assumption over Center Point Urbana, 34-19. Maquoketa gets their first win of the year, 28-21 over Central DeWitt. West Delaware back on the winning track, 42-7. They defeat Dubuque Wallert. Xavier, shutout winner in Waverly last night. They beat the Gohawks of Waverly Shell Rock, 42-0. Benton Community inching closer to a playoff spot, 44-13 over Charles City. Decorah win over South Tama, 40-33. Also last night, Vinton Shellsburg shutout Independence, 39-0. Solon, a 26-0 shutout winner over Mount Pleasant. Cascade, a 1-point winner over Beckman last night, 22-21. Monticello over Olwine, 51-32. Big battle last night, it was Union over Waukon, 37-16. Anamosa, big win over Comanche, 52-17. Mid Prairie hung 62 up, 62-22 over Northeast Goose Lake. Mount Vernon keeps rolling, 41-7 over Minneapolis. Williamsburg, 36-14 winner over West Liberty. Also, Jessup over Maquoketa Valley, 41-21. Tipton, big over Durant, 43-7. It was West Branch knocking off North Cedar, 35-14. Highland, a 28-0 shutout winner over Columbus last night. Regina rolls along over Van Buren, 56-8. Also last night, Wilton over Wapello, 48-7. East Buchanan, a shutout winner over Albernett, 58-0. Lisbon got by Postville, 39-15. North Lynn, a 10-point winner over Edco, 32-22. Wapsie Valley, big over Starmont, 40-7. The upset of the night, BGM over Belle Plaine and big, 40-13. Also last night, eight-man football, Central City gets their second win. They beat Dunkerton, 46-38. Iowa Valley, 82-14 winner over English Valley. Valley's Lone Tree, a 73-14 winner over Easton Valley, and Midland, 56-37 over Springville last night, the Week 7 scoreboard. The Rough Riders fell last night to Muskegon, 5-2. They'll play again tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. Day 1 of the Boys State Golf Tournament over at the Tournament Club of Iowa in Polk City. It's a very tight battle among the top five. West Des Moines Dowling, your team leader after day 1. They put up a 3-10 score. Waukee, three strokes behind at 3-13. They are in second. West Des Moines Valley, third at 3-14. Lynmar is fourth at 3-15. And Washington is fifth at 3-16. So it's anybody's battle among those five teams, and maybe even a couple of more as they go at it on a chilly Saturday today over in Central Iowa. Volleyball last night, Iowa with a 3-2 win over Purdue as they upset the 17th-rated Boilermakers. Missouri Valley over Mount Mercy last night, 3-0. Now, coming up today, volleyball, the Big West Side Invitational going on at Jefferson, already underway, beginning at 8:30. 16 teams, 11 of them rated. Jefferson, Washington, Kennedy over there, along with Marion, Iowa City West. Lots of teams from around eastern Iowa and around the state of Iowa over there at Jefferson. Also, the Prairie Invitational going on, a round robin tournament beginning at 9 o'clock today. Xavier goes to the Center Point Urbana Invitational, and Cedar Valley will be at the at the Waterloo Christian Invitational. Cross country today, the North Lynn Invitational. Marion is running up there. Football, Iowa at Minnesota coming up at 11 o'clock. Iowa State at Oklahoma State, we have that at 12:30 for you here on KGYM. UNI is at South Dakota today. Coe will entertain Central at 1 o'clock, and Illinois College will be over in Mount Vernon to take on Cornell. So that's a look at what happened last night and a peek ahead of today's events. And we'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Coach's Corner coming up right after this.
Happy fall, y'all. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. Thanks to a very successful anniversary sale, I'm all stocked up with quality pre-owned vehicles. It's Stocktober, and these cars are ripe for the picking and bursting with savings. Right now, get a nicer, newer car with only $7 down. Squash your old ride and get the nicer, newer car you've always wanted for just $7 down. Plus, my For the People credit approval process has the banks and lenders falling all over themselves to approve you. So don't spend another minute in a car you hate. Carve out time to visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today. We've got the wheels and the deals that are ripe for picking. But hurry, this deal ends when all the used cars are gone, or the end of the month, whichever comes first. I'm Dave Wright, your dealer for the people. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru this weekend at the corner of North Center Point Road in Boyson, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects actual discount. Negative equity may be refinanced.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Tonight, UFC middleweight champion Michael Bisping defends his title on home soil against the man responsible for his most devastating defeat, the legend Dan Henderson.
I am the better fighter. I will beat him, and we will no longer hear about Dan Henderson.
Will history be rewritten or repeated?
Honestly, I don't know why Michael would want a rematch. It didn't go well the first time.
UFC 204, Bisping versus Henderson 2, only on pay-per-view. Card subject to change.
Napa know-how.
Napa has Castrol GTX conventional, high mileage, and Edge full synthetic motor oil on sale starting at $349 a quart. But how do you know which one to get? Well, if your engine sounds like this, or even this, we have a Castrol for it, starting at $349 a quart. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 11/13/16.
Sunday, Tom Brady's back from suspension, and Cleveland seeks its first win of the campaign when the Browns host the Patriots. Hi, this is John Sadak of Westwood One. Join me and Mike Mayock for all the action. The Pats may be 3-1 and in first place, but having Brady back will be a big boost for them and a headache for Cleveland. Patriots, Browns. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Patriots and the Browns, Sunday morning at 11:30, presented by Mediacom on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. Back with you here in the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner Show as we come your way from our studios here in Cedar Rapids on the southwest side. Later on, Iowa State will take on Oklahoma State. We've got that at 12:30 for you. And then baseball coming up tonight at about 3:30 or so. Actually, this afternoon, it'll be game two between Washington and the Dodgers. That will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then we will have game two between the Cubs and the Giants coming up tonight at about 7:08 is the first pitch for that one. We'll start it off in the FMs, and then as soon as the Iowa State game is concluded, we will join up with it on 1600 AM as the Dodgers and the Cubs lead that respective series 1-0. We're going to talk some Kennedy football. Brian White, head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, joining us here in studio. West High getting the win last night at Kingston, 24-10. And I hope I didn't jinx you guys. That's all I'm hoping.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we had a little bit to do with that rather than you. So
it wasn't a good start, obviously. And those things happened in a 9-week football schedule. And I know you're disappointed a little bit. Second half went a lot better, but that start kind of doomed you.
Yeah, first half we struggled. You know, we'd have a couple of good plays here and there, get first downs, and then, you know, end up behind the sticks with a costly penalty or, you know, get tackled for a loss. And when you get behind the sticks, you know, have more than 10 yards to go for first down, it makes it tough. And when you're playing a team the caliber of Iowa City West, you just can't make mistakes. And the first half we struggled. I think we had 3 first downs and maybe 50 yards total offense. Second half we turned it around and gave ourselves a chance, you know, at the end to maybe compete in the game, and it just didn't happen for us.
It started off good. The defense came out, shut down West, and gave you the ball, but you know, we couldn't take advantage, I guess, of that momentum early.
You know, right after that, we come out and we have the ball at the 40-yard line, 45-yard line, 2 real good run plays, and send in the play with formation play, and we didn't execute it right, and that's on me first and foremost. And you know, we get stuffed for no gain. It's 4th and 2. Debated going for it right there, right at the beginning of the game. We end up punting, and then the very next play, their tailback goes 57 yards and reverses field position. And that was huge at that point. We still played real tough defensively and you know, held them on a goal line once, made them kick a field goal in the first half, but we just couldn't get anything going offensively. We only ran 16 plays of offense in the first half, and that's not a recipe for success right there. So
Well, the defense was out on the field a lot in that first half, and it was a nice night for football, but still they're gonna wear out when the other team runs twice as many plays.
You know, the last drive that Iowa City West had right before half, you know, they got the ball at midfield, and it was about a 6.5-minute drive for them from midfield, and they score with 16 seconds before that. I mean, it was a great drive by them, and it's what you want to do, you know, when you're on offense. And you know, hats off to Iowa City West for accomplishing that. And then you know, the second half, we rallied at halftime, said we're going to come out and score, go 3 and out. It's exactly what we did. We came out, kicked field goal second half, marched right down the field, went 3 and out on defense, and first play on offense, had a nice run, and then we started doing that that same old, you know, shoot yourself in the foot, get a nice play, something happens. You know, needless to say, you know, by the fourth quarter, you know, we get another score, and all of a sudden it's a 1-score game.
Yeah, fixable things, obviously. Just some mental breakdowns, and hopefully get that taken care of the last 2 weeks.
You know, and there's, you know, they had a difference maker. You know, the Martin kid is great. You know, when it's 17-10 and they throw one up, and it was essentially a jump ball. And we had, you know, Chase Baker, our corner, and Jesse Price, our free safety, were right there. And they just didn't time their jumps right, and Martin did, and he catches the ball and scores with it. And, you know, just earlier on the earlier series, we had the exact same scenario on the other end where, you know, our quarterback put one up in the end zone, and you know, our kid didn't go get it like Martin went and got it. I mean, he's a difference maker. You know, last year we had one of those with Sean, and he did that same thing. And the kid's a great football player, and sometimes football players make plays, and he made one in that situation to help his team win. But you're absolutely right; they're all fixable things that we can do to get better. And certainly, you know, I tell the kids right after the game, you have the rest of the night to pout, and in the morning we're gonna go back to work. And that's exactly what we did this morning. You know, we had great attendance this morning, very positive attitude. We had a very positive film session, even though there were a lot of negatives. You know, we wanted to be very positive with the kids. And then we sent the JV down to Iowa City, and they're playing a JV game, which is great after a loss. You love to get right back on the field and try to flush some of that out if we can this morning.
Yeah, and well, you mentioned Oliver Martin, and you guys had a Sean Beyer last year made plays the way Oliver Martin does. And well, Sean's playing at Iowa. Who knows? Oliver might be down there as a teammate next year, but he's going to be playing somewhere, you know, Saturday afternoons.
Yeah, we've seen that kid for 4 years. I'm ready for him to move on to the next level. He needs, you know, we're done with him, and he's had, you know, a fantastic career, and certainly has done a nice job against us, and you know, and Coach Hartwig knows how to use him right, and you know, I'm glad to see him go. I'll be happy wherever he decides to go. You know, good for him and good luck.
He's not going to be a Quahog, though. I hate to break your heart.
I don't think he'll be a Quahog. No, I don't think so.
But still, West, and give them a lot of credit. That's a team that's got a lot of talent on
it. They do. And moving Devontae Lane to tailback was a great move by them because, you know, he is a factor. You know, he's a good hard runner. We like the fact that he wasn't at receiver because then we could maybe focus our attention a little bit more on Martin. But then you can't because he's a pretty good running back too. And so that was a great move that they made moving Lane to tailback. And you know, he had his yards last night. He had a big run against us that kind of started the momentum for them. So they, you know, they have a good, very good football team. Very good football team. And you know, they came to compete last night.
Well, you got to be at least proud of the way the team. It was 17-0 at halftime. Like you said, got back into it at 17-10, and before West got that last touchdown. But you had a chance anyway. You put them in a position to get a victory.
Yeah, 17-10, and you know, if just a few inches, if our corner jumps at the right time, you know, he picks that ball at midfield. We have the ball at maybe their 40-yard line with 3 minutes left, and have an opportunity. But like I said, Martin just went and made play and. And that was that. So but I'm happy the way they came out second half and they fought, you know, against a good football team. They're a very good football team. And they fought. They didn't lay down. You're down 17-0. You know, there's two things that can happen after you come out halftime. You can just get buried or you can fight back. And our kids fought back. So that's a good sign. And you know, Iowa City West, a playoff caliber team. And so that's, you know, hopefully what we'll see in the future.
Well, speaking of that, in essence, it's only week 8, but you're starting the playoffs this week, and I'm sure you probably have that mentality and shared it with the team.
Absolutely, and to be honest with you, this is the exact reason why I wanted, you know, 6-team districts. I wanted to make sure you have things to play for in week 8, week 9, and, you know, we have two teams in our district that are sitting at 2-1 and one at 3-0, and we're all battling. And we fortunately get to play one of those teams again. And it makes it a lot more fun when you have stuff to play for. And I told the kid this morning, and there are a lot of teams saying this, that you control your own destiny. And our kids right now absolutely control their own destiny. We don't have to hope for somebody to lose or hope for this. You know, they need to go out and execute and take care of business. And we still have an opportunity not only to get in the playoffs, but also be district champs. And so that's I love it that the fact that we still have that to play for. And if you have, you know, 7-team or 8-team districts, you know, I don't know that everybody has that opportunity at this point in the season. Maybe things are already starting to be sorted out a little bit. So, you know, I like the 6-team districts for this very reason that we're in right now.
A unique week coming up because of the fact that, you got to take on a football team that doesn't have a glossy record. Lost to Burlington, a team you hung 77 up against a few weeks ago. But it's a long road trip. You can't get from here easily to Ottumwa. So you got a few things in your mind. The intangibles come into play this week.
Absolutely. And I talked to the kids about that this morning. You know, Kennedy's never played Ottumwa. But, you know, when I was – and this is, dates me a little bit. When I was in high school, we went down and played Ottumwa my junior year of high school. And it's the exact same stadium, the exact same setup. I think it's probably the exact same turf because it's really not in good shape if you watch on video. And there's no track around the football field. The opposing fans sit right behind your bench, and they are within 15 feet of your kids. And so there's a lot of distractions. And from my understanding that, you know, the Ottumwa people are going to be yelling at us and on our kids and everything. So it's going to be a circus atmosphere down there. There's plenty of distractions. And I was explaining that to the kids this morning. And we just need to focus on the game and take care of our business. You know, Burlington beat them last night. That doesn't mean anything. We still have to line up. We still have to play. It's a two-hour trip down there. The schedules are going to be thrown off a little bit. But, you know, that's the fun thing about football. And the fun thing about playing a new team that we've never played is opportunities and experience the game. So, you know, we're looking forward to going down to Ottumwa.
About keeping composure, because if you have a composure breakdown, then you're out for week 9, and that's a big game.
Absolutely. And, you know, for the most part this year, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that our kids have done an excellent job of, you know, not getting involved in anything outside of the game of football. They for the most part, keep their mouth shut. They don't engage in a lot of, you know, extracurriculars that could take place on the field. And so I don't even really have to talk to them that much about that kind of stuff. But certainly when we're playing an opponent that that may, well, they're out of playoff contention and we still have options, then yeah, you got to make sure kids keep their heads.
Yeah. Well, you've kind of developed, you know, last year you had the Byers, the Jacobuses and people like that. We have no idea who's going to run the football this year, but that's kind of a nice situation to have. You got so many guys that are talented in the backfield, and you put them out there.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice problem to have when you have a lot of kids that can move the ball. We really have three, almost four tailbacks right now that we feel comfortable giving the ball to and that can make things happen. Last week in our JV game, one of our backup tailbacks really had a dynamite JV game, and so you know, you want to try and get him some reps. We have one sophomore, two of them are juniors. And so, you know, they all come back next year. And we have, you know, another kid, you know, Packingham, that we like to put back in a Wildcat a little bit just because he's such a powerful runner. We like to get him the ball. Peyton McCarty, who's a senior, we run him on a jet sweep here and there and put him at fullback and run with him. So we got a lot of guys we want to put the ball in the hands of. And but in the end, you got to be able to throw the ball a little bit too, and that's where we're struggling, and that's where we definitely need to get better these last 2 weeks to have a chance to move on to the next level. So yeah, we've got a lot of guys back there, and last night they all played well. The tailbacks played excellent. Our fullback last night, Justin Johnson, did a tremendous job of lead blocking. He's like having a guard in the backfield. And so, you know, we've got guys, but we just need to be able to get the ball downfield vertically a little bit, and that's where we're struggling.
Yeah, and you got a kind of an embarrassment of riches back there, and then you got a young kid on the sophomore team that's going to join that bunch next year. So, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure some things out because the freshman that's on the sophomore team right now, he's a dynamite player. You know, his older brother, Christian French, played at Oregon. So he's got the genetics to be a pretty fantastic player. But as I just said, we have a sophomore tailback with us right now too. So, you know, we've got a lot of talented players. And so the coaching staff has to figure out how to maximize their potential and maximize, you know, their talents to help us win football games.
Yeah. Well, that's next year's problem.
That's next year's problem. That's great.
How do you go into week eight and how do you improve the passing game? Is it just reps and practice? Tweak things? What do you got to do?
You know, I think part of it is reps in practice. Part of it is connecting in practice. This week in particular, we had a lot of either drops or missed targets in practice. And, you know, that was my fear going into this week, that was going to continue. And it certainly has. You know, Nick did a great job for us last year and was very accurate last year, had a very good completion percentage rate, and you know, threw a lot of touchdowns with very few turnovers. I think he's put a lot of pressure on himself this year to try and play outside of maybe what he is and make plays, and that's hurt him, and it's hurt him quite a bit when he pushes himself to do things that's maybe a little bit outside of the framework of what we're trying to accomplish, and nobody's harder on Nick than Nick. And, you know, you got the junior quarterback that has run the ball fairly well recently, especially when I spread Nick out and it kind of opens up the middle a little bit. And, you know, he's done a little bit better job of connecting and hitting receivers, and he's got a little bit better percentage completion rate. And so we've got a little bit of a struggle, you know, exactly what our identity is in the passing game. You know, is it Nick? Is it BJ? Go back and forth. And you know, we've got some good receivers. Kai Jenkins is a fantastic athlete, a guy we want to get the ball to. And, you know, last night he had a couple big receptions for us. But we've got to figure out how to get more consistent in our passing game. There are times where our O-line breaks down and our quarterback's under pressure and he's running for his life. And that's never a very good situation for a high school quarterback. There aren't very many of them that can run for their lives and be real accurate. And so there are definitely things that we've got to figure out and we've got to work on, and it might just come down to we're going to narrow things down and have a vertical passing game of X amount of plays and just get real good out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just shrink that book a little bit.
Might have to.
On the defensive side of the ball, things continue to go well. I know a couple weeks ago Sam Pape played one heck of a game. Nice article in the paper on Johnson, and it's to know his past and where he's come from is pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's a great kid, and he has had a difficult past. His cousin Prince Kali played for us a few years ago, and is also from Liberia, and a very similar story, and that helped in us getting Johnson when he moved to Cedar Rapids to come to Kennedy, because families talk, and Prince had a good experience with us, so Johnson was naturally wanting to come to Kennedy High School. So, you know, we're fortunate to have him. He does a great job at Mike linebacker, led our team in tackles again last night. And, you know, we're not a big defense, but we're a scrappy defense that runs to the ball. And last night we struggled on two series. I mean, really, that's what it was. We had two bad series of defense, and they weren't even that bad, and gave up a couple of scores. And then that long score at the end of the game where Oliver Martin was just Oliver Martin. You know, other than that, our defense played really well last night. So, you know, our defense has done a nice job this year. Like I said, we're a little undersized, but the kids up front, you know, Sam Pape has done well. Jackson Coker played well last night. Our other linebackers, Garrett Kubovec, you know, Johnson, of course, Michael Kaiser, Chandler Paul, a senior who didn't play a whole lot last year, is playing a hybrid spot. And he's just played done a phenomenal job of playing that hybrid. And then, you know, we've got some pretty good DBs in Jesse Price and Baker, Chase Baker, and Terrell Jordan Jr. So, you know, we like what we have defensively. They've done a great job. Offensively, we just didn't help them out last night. And you can't, you know, as you mentioned earlier, you can't have your defense on the field almost the whole first half and expect to be real successful. And that's what we like to do when we're on offense. And last night that happened to us with Iowa City West.
Kind of turned the tables a little bit. Hey, a guy we got to talk about is Alex Stone. My goodness. He's turned into one of the best, if not the best kickers around, into the end zone on kickoffs. You're not afraid to trot him out there for field goals. Only a junior too.
Yeah, only a junior, and he's perfect in PATs, perfect in field goals right now. And the last two games, I believe every kickoff has been a touchback. The last 2 weeks, and then, you know, 3 weeks ago when we had Burlington, he kicked off 11 times against Burlington, and maybe half of them were touchbacks. I don't quite recall, but yeah, he is a fantastic kicker, and you know, he's a soccer player too, so he tries to juggle both. He does, you know, the club soccer stuff in the fall, but I think he's definitely a next level kid. And in practice, you know, he's hit 55 yarders in practice, and he's got a big leg. And he's a kid that, you know, if it was on the line and the game's on the line, I wouldn't hesitate to put him out there and have all the confidence in the world and kicking field goals. And, you know, last night when you got Oliver Martin and Devontae Lane deep on kickoffs, you just look at Stone, you say, better kick it in the end zone. And he said, yeah, I got it. And he did. And it's a great weapon to have, because I'd much rather have an offense going against us from the 20 than from midfield or something like that because of a big return. So yeah, he's a great, great kicker.
And a great weapon. I mean, in high school football, to make the opposition start and go 80 yards consistently is big.
Yeah, it is. And he, you're right, he is a great weapon. And certainly we'd like to utilize him as much as possible on kickoffs, which means we're scoring touchdowns.
Well, hopefully a lot out of Tumwa coming up, but you can't look by that for the big game in week 9 against Prairie coming up, which could have a lot on the line on that night.
We certainly hope so. And, you know, Prairie's a fantastic football team, and I believe in being very straightforward and very honest with the kids. And you know, this morning I told them that they are going to focus on a Tumwa, and we are going to game plan for a Tumwa, the coaches tomorrow, and put our game plan together, and we're going to execute it. And the coaches are going to put in overtime this week. We're going to not only game plan and prepare for a Tumwa, but we're going to start breaking down, you know, Prairie film too, because they run such a unique offense that if you try to just, you know, in 3 days' time, figure out what they're doing, you're not going to be successful. So, you know, we're gonna double time it this week. We're gonna put all our effort into a Tumwa then, and then the coaches will do extra to also start to prepare for Prairie.
Yep, and that will be fun in a couple of weeks, certainly. We wish you all the best getting to Ottumwa and back.
Well, yeah, I heard it's all 4-lane now. So, you know, when I rolled down there when I was in high school, I think it was 2-lane. And, Geez, I don't know. It's
kind of probably driving.
Yeah, it was an interesting trip, to say the least. So hopefully we'll get there. I know we have charter, so that'll be better than the yellow buses.
A lot better.
The sophomores roll in the yellow buses, so that's a rough road for them. But at least we'll have a little bit of comfort, a little bit of luxury, maybe a movie or something.
There you go. Sounds good. Well, Brian, appreciate stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
All right, we'll take a break, come back. We'll take a little bit of a look at the playoff structure after week 7. So stay tuned as we come your way in the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Don't miss the action of your Cedar Rapids Rough Riders.
Tonight's Paw Patrol night at the stable. Get ready for a fun-filled evening with your family as the Muskegon Lumberjacks are in town, and so is the cast from Paw Patrol. Bring your kiddos to meet their favorite characters and cheer the riders on to victory. Happy Hour begins at 5:30. Puck drops at 7:05.
All the party!
Details on the hottest game at the coolest place. Visit RidertownUSA.com.
Get your tickets today!
Be there!
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Is your vehicle a road warrior with 75,000 miles or more? If so, then we've got the perfect motor oil for you. Pennzoil Platinum High Mileage with Pure Plus technology. A full synthetic made from natural gas, not crude oil. It's specially formulated to reduce leaks and oil consumption in high mileage vehicles. Make the switch today at your nearest Walmart location and let the performance speak for itself.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you at 9:35, Saturday morning, Coach's Corner, coming your way right here on KGYM. Scott Unash with you. Our thanks to Brian White, Kennedy football coach, for stopping by. Pair of games coming your way this week on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM Thursday night. As that one, I guess, will only be on 1600 AM. It'll be Washington hosting Waterloo East. Warriors are going to need that victory coming up on Thursday night. Probably should get it, but they do have to play the games. Then on Friday night, we will be over at Saints Field. As it'll be Xavier hosting Vinton Shelsburg, and we'll have that one on both 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM on Friday night. The big battle for number one in District 7 of Class 4A, City High hosting Bettendorf, and that will be coming up on Friday night on 106.3 FM. All right, now, after last night, taking a look at things as far as 4A through District through week number 7 on the eastern half of the state of Iowa. Taking a look at things, one district is already in the books. One other district is down, two other districts are down to a three-team race, and then it is up for grabs in one particular district. We'll start there, 4A district number 6. You have a four-way tie at the top between Dubuque Senior, North Scott, Western Dubuque, and Dubuque Hempstead. All those teams are at 2-1 right now. It's going to come down probably to the 17-point tiebreaker by the time all is said and done. Way too much football yet to be played with way too many teams involved in that one to kind of determine what's going to happen. District 5 and District 8 down to three-team races, essentially. as you've got Waterloo West after the big win in the Dome last night against Cedar Falls. Waterloo West sits at 3-0. Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Cedar Falls both sitting at 2-1. Of course, Cedar Falls won the head-to-head game. Becomes pretty simple for the Washington Warriors. Washington, after the game against Waterloo East, they need to win that one by 17 points, will be favored to do so, and then we'll go to Waterloo on that final Friday night to take on the Wahawks, and probably Washington is going to need a victory in that one. Cedar Falls, they will take on Jefferson at Kingston coming up this Friday night, and then I believe Cedar Falls will close things out against Mason City, so they will be heavily favored. Oh, check that. They will take on Waterloo East, so they will be heavily favored in that final game coming up. So for Cedar Rapids, Washington, a possibility at least. The Warriors could finish a season at 8-1 and not make the playoffs. That would be certainly not a good situation there. But like we said with Coach White, Washington controls their destiny as well. But they're going to have to win up at Waterloo West in week number 9 to have a shot at getting into the playoffs. Same thing in District number 8. It's down to a 3-team race as Prairie right now on top with a 3-0 record. Kennedy and Iowa City West, they both sit at 2-1 right now. And Linmar and Burlington at 1-2 at this point. But Kennedy has a victory already over Linmar. Prairie also with the victory over Linmar. Linmar and Iowa City West will meet coming up this week. Lions still perhaps with an outside shot, but they're going to have to run the table at this point and get some help as well. For Kennedy, like Coach White mentioned, win this week at Ottumwa and then beat Cedar Rapids Prairie to try to create a three-way tie in District number 8, and that will go down to the 17-point tiebreaker in that one. So we'll see how that plays out. It is over in District 7. The two playoff qualifiers have been determined. It is Bettendorf and City High, as Bettendorf got a win last night over Davenport North. City High with the big win over Muscatine last night. Those two teams own two-game leads over both the Muskies and the River Kings, and they have defeated those two teams already this year, so it is over. The district championship will come down to the game next Friday night that we'll have on 106.3 FM at Bates Field in Iowa City. Bettendorf wins. They are the District 7 champion. City High wins. They are the District 7 champion. So it comes down to that. Class 3A, taking a look real quick, the Xavier Saints will have their game against Vinton Shelsburg coming up on Friday night. Xavier has clinched a playoff spot as of this point, as Xavier right now sits at 7-0 overall, 5-0 in district play. Worst that Xavier can do is 5-2, and they have beaten both Charles City and Waverly Shell Rock, so Xavier is in the playoffs. If Xavier beats the Vikings coming up on Friday night, they will be the district champions of District 3 of Class 3A. Now, taking a look at District 4 of Class 3A, it is certainly a mess right now. Four teams at 4-1. You got Clear Creek Amana, West Delaware, Davenport Assumption, and Marion. The one team that controls their destiny is Marion, because the Indians will go to West Delaware this Friday night, and then they will host Davenport Assumption. Obviously wins in those final two games, and Marion will go to the playoffs. They control their own destiny, but they're going to have some round-robin competition involved in that. Starting Thursday night as Clear Creek Amana goes to Assumption. They go to Brady Street Stadium to take on the Knights in a huge game coming up on Thursday night. In fact, the top four teams all play one another in week number 8. Clear Creek Amana goes to Assumption. Marion goes up to West Delaware. So we will know more about that coming up after the week 8 game. Solon looking good in District 5 of Class 3A right now, as Solon with an unbeaten mark of 5-0. They are 6-1 overall. And it looks good for Solon to get a playoff spot. If they win this Friday night, they will sew up one of the two playoff spots in District 5 of Class 3A. And, of course, District 6, Pelham-Norwalk, the big battle last night between top three teams, and it wasn't a battle at all. Pella with the shutout victory last night over Norwalk. So looks like the Dutch, even though they were gutted by graduation, they're going to make it look like another deep run into the playoffs. So a little bit of a thumbnail sketch after a late night of coming back and getting the pencil and paper out. And like I said, more will be determined coming up this week and then certainly after week 8 of the high school football season. Again, a couple games coming your way this week. On Thursday night, Waterloo East in town to take on the Washington Warriors. We'll have that one for you on 1600 AM Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And then coming up on Friday, it will be Vinton Shelsburg at Xavier to take on the Saints. That'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM will have the big battle for the top spot of District 7 of 4A, as it'll be Iowa City High hosting the Bettendorf Bulldogs in the latest renewal of that tremendous rivalry. Well, that's going to wrap things up for the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program. I want to thank Kennedy Coach Brian White for stopping by. And don't forget, Iowa State football coming up at 12:30. Baseball coming up as well later on. We'll start things off after the Hawkeye postgame show on 107.5 and 106.3 FM with Washington taking on the Dodgers. We'll join up with that at about 3:30. Have yourselves a great weekend, everybody. And thanks for tuning in here on KGYM.
Cal Fall, nobody can touch your prices on quality used vehicles at the Marion Used Car Superstore.